Let's go now to Washington, D.C. We're going to be speaking with Ron Elving, who I think is on the line. Kia ora.
Yes, I am. I'm with you today.
Excellent.
Good to hear from you, Susie.
Good to have you with us, Ron. Let's start with Donald Trump, of course, dominating the political discourse and the news coming out of the United States again.
It does not seem to stop. Last week, he had dinner with the famous entertainer Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, and a friend or two that Ye brought along with him, including a fellow by the name of Nick Fuentes, who is not only a white nationalist, but a Holocaust denier and a confirmed anti-Semite. And, of course, we've had a great deal of controversy here about the anti-Semitism of Ye and some other people in the entertainment business. So that's quite a roiling controversy here at the moment. Donald Trump entertained these people for dinner, now claims he didn't know who they were. And then on top of that, as though he needed another controversy, over the weekend, the former president tweeted this remarkable sentence in reference to the 2020 election. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Close quote. And he has made no attempt to roll any of that back. And it is, of course, a rather stunning remark from a former president, or from anyone, really, quite frankly. And even his allies are struck dumb by this latest Trump, shall we say, controversy.
So where does this leave all of this? Because obviously he's said already that he's going to go for the Republican nomination again, to run again for president. The Republican Party, are they still happy that this is the situation?
No, they're not happy with it at all, but there are a number of other people who would like to be the beneficiary of his departure, that is to say, a number of other Republicans who would like to have that nomination themselves. And while they want to run against him, they want also to inherit his supporters if he should happen to finally leave the lists, if he should no longer be a candidate. That's the situation we were in 2016, when a dozen Republicans refused to get out of the way from each other and essentially left him the nominee with a very minor fraction of the total vote, but a larger one than any of the others. And that could be the situation in 2024 again. But increasingly, the Republican leadership is willing to separate itself from some of the things that he has done and some of the associations that he's allowed to creep into his life.
Yeah, what do we know about, whether Trump realized who he was having dinner with? I mean, has there been any kind of statement from him denouncing their views or anything like that?
Incredibly enough, no. He has said that, of course, he knew Kanye West because that was a connection that was made through Kanye West's former wife, Kim Kardashian. And this was back in a period of time when Donald Trump was more strictly confined to the entertainment and business pages before he was a politician. But he has known Kanye West for a number of years. West was, in some ways, a supporter of Trump during much of Trump's presidency, met with him in the Oval Office, had his picture taken with him a number of times. So he certainly knows who Kanye is, but the other people that he brought with him, Trump tried to deny any knowledge of who they were. And that is, well, let us say, straining the credulity of all who know anything about the world of white nationalism and extreme racism, really, in the United States. It's shocking that these people should have been admitted to Mar-a-Lago in the first place, but doubly shocking that the former president has yet to denounce them or renounce their views. So that's troubling in and of itself. And now, of course, this latest statement about simply terminating anything in the Constitution that would be in the way of his being immediately, and I stress the word immediately, reinstated as president, not as the winner of the 2024 election where he's a candidate, but immediately reinstated. That's what he's demanding, or a rerun of the 2020 election, which he insists would restore him to the presidency.
As you say, the credulity is stretched on a number of fronts at this point. It's not a realistic view, but what does it tell us about the fact that Donald Trump can say these things while also saying he wants to run for president? And what does that tell us about what's going on?
It tells us, I suppose, that the system by which we choose a president is more populist than ever. We're also talking about changing the order of the states that vote in the primary system that nominates the candidates for the major parties. That has also become an increasingly populist exercise over the last half century, as instead of having party leaders choose the nominees, as they had through most of American history, we have now given that job to the voters, and they do it in primary elections, in caucuses, as they're called, and the order in which the states proceed is largely established by historical accident and which states got in line at the right time. So it's not a particularly rational system, but it is what we have. And President Biden has proposed that we change that order a little bit, give some other states a chance, and favor some of the states where he did better when he ran for president in 2020, and not so much the states where he did poorly, in fact, very poorly, in 2020. So that is obviously part of any campaign that Joe Biden might have to be reelected, and we still don't know whether or not he is going to officially run, but he's certainly acting as though he is.
Yes. Is there any sense of when that might be known, when he might talk about that specifically?
No. And that, I think, has fueled the speculation on the part of many that, given his age, he is 80, well over the age of any president we've had before. If he were to be reelected, he would be serving until he were theoretically 86. And that is obviously completely out of the realm of any age of a president we've ever had before. It is an enormously demanding job in every respect, certainly physically, certainly mentally. And so that is an issue. And Joe Biden has not really directly addressed that, except to say he feels fine and he's enjoying the job. And I think most people expect him to be able to finish the 2 years of his current term. But whether or not he would ask for another term is really quite a separate question. Everyone's waiting to hear what the disposition of his family, particularly his wife, might be with regard to that.
Yes, and of course, if he chooses to go for another term, what will the Democrats do? Will there be concerns about that?
Yes, and there will probably be at least one or two people who at least half-heartedly think about challenging him. Well, the record of challenging an incumbent president in either party has not been particularly good, either for the challenged president, who eventually tends to lose, but not for the person who does the challenging in the first round within the party. So the party primary challenger loses first to the incumbent president, say Jimmy Carter with Teddy Kennedy. And then the president, who was weakened by that challenge in the primaries, proceeds to lose in the general election. So it's bad news all around. It's the sort of thing that is done perhaps out of an excess of ambition on some people's part, or perhaps a case of bad timing, thinking you could perhaps persuade a president not to run for another term, that we may see some of that kind of candidacy, people trying to give a nudge to President Biden to retire. There could be some of that. But on the other hand, it has not been a happy history. And so it's possible that the party would stand back and say, fine, we can't displace you, and we'll just hope you can win another time, defeat the Republicans in 2024, and serve yet another 4 years.
Now, same-sex marriage still very much on the agenda, too. What is the Senate vote there?
The Senate has voted to codify, that is, to put into law, the rights of same-sex couples and also interracial marriages, which is a development in this country in the last 50 years in terms of its legal status in all 50 states, similarly with same-sex marriages, putting that into law in order to protect it from a Supreme Court that has lately been unfriendly to same-sex rights. They're hearing a case this very day which indicates that a number of the conservative justices are suspicious of special rights or any kind of protection of rights, I should say, for same-sex couples. And if they were to overturn the historic decision of a couple of years ago that allowed same-sex marriage in all 50 states, this law would then be a backstop. And the Senate has passed it. The House is expected to follow suit. President Biden is expected to sign it.
Now, speaking of the Senate, a Senate runoff in Georgia between two black candidates. Tell us about this one, Ron.
Well, this is an extraordinary case. It's a really extraordinary moment in American history that the two major political parties in the South, in a state that had been part of the Confederacy, one of the slave-owning states, now have candidates, both the Republicans and the Democrats, who are African Americans. The Democrat is the incumbent senator, Reverend Raphael Warnock, who is the pastor of a Baptist church in Atlanta that was once served by Martin Luther King, both junior and senior. And he has been in the Senate for the last 2 years, having won the chance to finish out a term for a retiring senator. He has to stand now for a full six-year term, and in his seeking that full six-year term, he is being challenged by a hand-picked Donald Trump candidate who is a football hero, a retired football hero, who was the winner of the trophy for the best American football player in 1990, I believe it was, when he was at the University of Georgia, led them to a national championship. His name is Herschel Walker. And then he was a professional football player as well. And since then, he's had a rather checkered career with a number of personal scandals and accusations and things of that nature. But nonetheless, he caught the attention of former President Trump, who likes people who have not been in office before, such as himself, and likes that kind of independent candidacy, and especially likes people who have been famous for something outside of politics, such as entertainment, or in this case, football.
Thank you very much. Always good to hear from you. That is Ron Elving there joining us from Washington.